The last episode for today is one of the missing ones. And now my guest cast will take over for you. I want you to understand that these were not done to sound like the people that you've been hearing for these first several episodes. We simply want to fill in the dialogue for you, so for the next several, you'll have to get used to a different Jack, Doc, Reggie, Sonny, et al.
Jack, hadn't we ought to wake up Reggie and Sonny?
What good will that do? Frighten Sonny right out of her wits.
We can't just stand here on this ledge and let them awful vampire critters have Ernie.
I know that as well as you do.
What are we going to do then?
Well, you heard what that priest Manuel said. He's bringing Ernie back.
And do you believe a word that comes out of his mouth?
All I know is he said he'd bring the boy back. But it was the girl he wanted.
He wants Sonny. And that she-vampire wants Hermie. And she's got him.
Well, at least we know where they are.
Over on the ledge on the other side of the temple. But what good is that to us? We don't know how to get over there.
I know, Doc. Things like that just don't happen.
Well, there's sure enough happening to us. If we don't do something about it in a hurry, Hermie's going to be right where that Indian was. A dead body at the head of a parade of vampire priests.
Can you suggest anything?
Well, we can get down off this ledge and go across the other side of the temple and look for some way to get up to that other ledge.
Well, that's out. We examine the other wall and there's no stairway leading up to the ledge on the other side.
But we've got to get over there.
Well, you figure a way and I'm with you.
You mean you're just going to stand here?
Until I can think of something better to do.
Well, you think. I want action.
Doc, how is it possible for a human being to pass through the air?
They ain't human beings. They're vampires.
Yes, they're flesh and blood. They were afraid of my revolver.
Maybe they know some way of making themselves lighter than...
That's silly.
Well, you put all I know about vampires in your eyes. But I do know they do jump off this ledge and float around.
Yeah, but I want to know how. And we can do it, too.
What'd you say? This place is driving me nuts, too, but...
Well, they can float from one ledge to the other. So can we.
Jack, bend over here and let me examine your head.
Well, the law of gravity applies to vampires as much as it does to us. If they can do it...
Now, we can. Now, look, Jack, you're not aiming to jump off this ledge, are you?
Well, maybe.
Oh, no, you're not.
What do you mean?
Just to make sure... Gotcha. Down easy. Sorry, Professor. Looks like that place is kind of going to your head. There you are. Get yourself some rest.
Ah, there you are.
Hey, who's that?
It is I, Manuel.
Doc.
Hermie, you back?
Oh, hang on to me, Doc.
You're blamed right. I'll hang on to you.
The small one has nothing to fear at this moment.
You all right, Hermie?
Yeah. But he don't let go of me.
I brought him back, as I said I would.
So you did. Thanks a million, fella.
No, there is no thanks to. It is the girl I want.
Well, friend, you're going to have one blazing heck of a time getting her.
So?
That's what I said.
Doc?
Jeremy?
I don't like this place.
You and me both, son. Where's that female vampire that grabbed off Hermie?
Angelina?
Yeah, Angelina.
She's across on the other ledge, sulking.
Doc, you know what she did to me?
What, fella?
When we got over there, she held my arms tight and kissed me.
Kissed by a she-vampire, huh?
I don't like to be kissed, Doc.
You sure she was kissing you?
Yeah, and she held me so tight, I couldn't hardly get my breath. I don't like her anymore.
Sounds interesting. Didn't get her telephone number, did you?
No.
That's too bad. You still here, neighbor?
I am still here.
Well, you tell that Angelina, babe, I'm a Texas boy myself.
Texas?
Yeah, those Texas boys don't mind being kissed a bit.
I will tell her.
Hey, now, what's your sense of humor?
Humor? Humor? What is that?
Forget it. Just the same. Thanks, Mike, for bringing back Hermie.
You are more kindly disposed toward me?
If you mean do I appreciate it, you're done too.
Then you will allow me to enter the priest's cell and look upon the sleeping girl?
Not for all the blondes in California.
You will not?
No, mister, and I'm standing right here with a gun in my hand.
so don't try anything funny.
You had better.
That's where we don't agree.
Give me the girl, and the rest of you may go in peace.
I can't understand a word you say.
And if you do not do as I ask, you will all be sacrificed.
And I'll bet you even money on that.
That is your answer?
That's it, son. The answer is no.
The vampires will feast as they've never feasted before. The vampires shall feast as they've never feasted.
Now he's mad, too.
Well, let him be mad. He's got as much chance to get it. Son is a snowflake and a bonfire.
Doc.
Hey, you wait, Jack.
Doc. What hit me?
I did, son.
You did?
Yeah, Jack, I had to. You were talking about jumping off this ledge.
Doc, you crazy fool.
Come on, fella. Take it easy for a little.
I ought to get up and stamp the living daylights out of you.
But I was only saving you from yourself.
I had no intention of jumping out into space than the man in the moon.
But you said...
Look, I said when I found out how the vampires did it, I could do it too.
But I thought you really meant...
Yeah, because you haven't got sense enough to pound sand in a rat hole. I've got a... Oh, splitting headache.
Look, I'm sorry. I only did it for your own good.
Oh, nuts.
What's the matter, Jack?
Hermie.
Oh, yeah, the old he-vampire brought Hermie back.
Manuel?
Sure. He brought me back.
Well, where is he now?
He left all burned up because I wouldn't let him go in and look at Sonny.
You mean he tried to get in?
I stood in the door and said I'd fill him so full of lead they could use him for a paperweight.
Well, for once in your life, you did the right thing.
There's gratitude for
Hermie,
you.
Hermie, maybe you can help us.
I will if I can.
Now, where did the girl take him?
Over on the other wall. There's a ledge over there, too.
Well, how did you get over there?
Through the air.
But what held you up? What kept you from falling?
The girl did.
But what held up the girl?
I don't know.
Did you go across fast or slow?
Oh, fast. We kind of swooped down and then up.
Swooped down and up?
You mean you didn't go right straight across?
No, down and up.
Make anything out of that, Jack?
No. How can I make anything out of anything with a large-sized headache?
I'm sorry, fella. Honest, I am.
Well, you ought to be. Socking me. The more I think about it, the madder it gets me.
It seemed the right thing to do at the time.
Well, you got a socking coming in return, and don't think you're not going to get it. You hear?
You mean you'd hit a friend when he wasn't looking?
Gladly, if the friend happens to be you, buddy.
Look, fella, if you feel rotten.
If I feel rotten.
Okay, why don't you and Hermie go inside and try to get yourself some sleep?
Well, it's still my watch.
That's okay. I'm not the least bit sleepy.
Neither am I, Doc.
Well, you will be tomorrow. You go along with Jack. Go on, fella.
All right. Can I depend on you not to pull some harebrained stunt?
Now then, didn't I hold the fort while you were sleeping like a baby?
And call me if anything happens.
Of course
here.
I will.
All right, now, come on, Hermie. Come on.
But I'd rather stay with Doc.
Well, you'll be safer inside. Besides, a boy your age needs some sleep.
Well, will you let me lay close to you?
What's that for?
I ain't afraid. It ain't that. It's just that I want to be close to somebody.
All right. Well, we'll share the same bunk.
Oh, that's swell.
It ain't that he's afraid. He just naturally wants to be close to somebody. Make myself kind of comfortable. Man, it is dark in this man's temple.
You are alone?
Don't do that.
No?
No, I wish you darn vampires quit sneaking up on a fellow.
We shall go away.
Are you Angelina?
I am Angelina, the High Priestess.
High Priestess, huh?
See?
Well, I don't give a tinker's hoot who you are. If you're back here with the idea of getting your hands on Hermie again, you'd better beat it.
So?
Why do you folks spend your lives roosting around on the ledges of this temple anyway? You act like a bunch of vultures.
You say vulture to me?
That's what I said, vulture. No fooling, Angelina. How do you do it?
Do what?
Swoop around in the air the way you and that man well been doing.
You do not know?
Would I be asking you if I did?
The little boy with the white skin.
Forget the little boy with the white skin.
See, he call you Doc Long.
What about it?
I call you Doc Long, too. See?
Well, if you just got to call me something, why, well, that's my name.
See, Doc Long.
You know, I'd like to have a look at you. You've got a kind of cute talking voice, not that I'm over fond of that chit-chatting with female vampires. You understand that?
Doc Long?
Yeah.
What is Texas boy?
Texas boy?
See?
Why, I'm a Texas boy.
What is there about Texas boys?
Well, now, you're talking about something I know all about, sugar. Us Texas boys just plain death on women.
No?
Yes, sir. Ain't no two ways about it. Honey, us Texas fellas don't figure we're grown-up men till we beat King Solomon's record.
You know about love?
Know about it. Why, Angelina, we're the boys who fought it out.
That is good.
Good? It's... Here now. Wait a minute.
See?
Are you kind of crowding a little?
You show me about this love, no?
Well, now, you put it like that.
See, I put it like that.
Well, look at what I got. Honey, you ain't much bigger than a minute.
Is that bad?
She wants to know if that's bad. But how come a little thing like you can carry Hermie through here in your arms? He's quite a hunk of shit.
You put your arms around me, no?
Now, just a minute. I thought I was showing you about love.
See?
Well, sister, you're way ahead of me already.
You don't like it?
You know there must be something about a vampire.
You talk and talk and do nothing.
That's us Texas boys. Slow on the uptake. Man, once we get going, look out.
I do not think you want to make love.
You know, honey, I think you're right.
But why?
Well, to tell you the truth, vampires are a little bit out of my line.
Ah, maybe if you see me, you think different.
Maybe. Hey, Angelina. Take your arms from around my neck. Here now. Look out. Why, you darn low. Drag me off the cliff, please. Cat, trap, help.
Doc, what's the matter?
Come here, quick. Hurry up.
Doc, where are you?
I'm over here in the sledge. A big
one. Oh, and the deuce. Hang on, Doc. Hang on. I got you. Can you help yourself? All right. Up you come now. All right. Come on. All right. Once more. Now. Yeah, there.
Man, I was a goner that time.
What happened?
That little double-crossing witch of a vampire did it.
She came back?
Her arms around my neck and started dragging me to the edge. When I yelled, she let go and beat it.
Why did you let her get that close to you?
Well, you know how I am about women, Jack.
Yeah, a little piece of lace will be the end of you yet, dear buddy.
A little piece of lace with a girl inside of it. Why, son, that's a beautiful day.
There you had today on the second installment of Bud Carey's Old Radio Theater, I Love a Mystery and Temple of Vampires. And with that episode, we began the recreations of the missing episodes. My hat is very deeply off to Frank Knight, Del Bubel, Pat Franklin, and Nikki Emanuel, and in the weeks to come, Rosemarie Lieber, because they all just stepped in like real troopers and said, okay, we'll do it. And we had some rather adverse things go on. The scripts, even though I had a working script, I did not have all the parts. They came Thursday, and we recorded on Sunday. And we'll be doing the same tomorrow, as a matter of fact, as you're listening to this yesterday.